You play the doctor, the nurse, the teacher, the counselor.
Tired, weary, frustrated? What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solo Moms Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose.
In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water to win this fight.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/solomoms. That's audibletrial.com/solomoms. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. My guest today is Lydia Ciccarelli. Lydia, who is also a welder, purchased her own home after being thrown out on the street with her young son by his father. This extraordinary young lady was a real pleasure to interview. Listen now to Lydia's story.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Lydia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Good to connect.
What?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I was saying it's very good to connect with you.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's great.
That's good. That's good. Now tell me, how do you pronounce your last name?
Ciccarelli.
Ciccarelli.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, no questions, no.
Well, I don't really have any questions. I just kind of don't know what to expect, and I'm a little nervous because this is like the first time I've ever done anything like this.
Don't be nervous. I'm nervous. No, we're okay.
Okay.
Okay. How did you become a single mom? A solo mom, sorry.
The relationship that I had with the other part of my son was toxic and abusive, and I was completely broken. And then when I finally got the strength to leave, my son was one, and he actually kicked me and my son out of his house. So, and that was like the final time that I left. I left before that a couple times, but I always went back. But this is the final time, and I knew that I was done, and I knew that we were going to be on our own, and we were homeless for a couple days. Then we'd eventually got into our first apartment.
Thank you. I'm sorry. That's a bit difficult for me, and I'm going to tell you why. Each time you say it, because me and my two youngest were locked out of our house. The locks were changed. And when you said that, I it just ran through my head, and I just got a little bit sorry.
Yeah, it seems to be a common theme with a lot of people that I know. We pick winners.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, too.
Having a kid is hard. I salute everybody that has more than one at one time, any single parents, because it was just overwhelming. He like wanted to be with me at all points in time. It was an absolute disaster if I had to walk away, you know. It was really hard to keep my head and my patience when I thought felt like I was drowning.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That was really my biggest struggle. Like I have a good job, you know, and I'm able to like take care of both of us. But that was like with everything else that just comes up, like life on life's terms. That was really my biggest thing. I just had so much going on, and add a child to the mix.
Right.
That's like another, you know, another full-time job. And so that was a huge struggle.
Right.
And it's still a struggle, really.
Yeah.
But I've just learned, like, through the years, kind of like how to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like find different ways to deal with him. One that was just recent is there's a song that goes war, huh, and he makes this horrendous noise when he's mad at me. He goes eh! And so now we turned it into like he'll say the, or he'll do the eh thing, and I'll go war, and then we'll start singing the song, and it makes everybody feel better. You know, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, just learning how to work with it. But I still have my little episodes, you know, where right. I just feel like I can't deal with it sometimes. But we always get through. So
yes, because yeah. you were young yourself when you had him, and you had to grow up fast, I guess, right?
Yeah, extremely fast, and I didn't know how. And so, like, I had to talk to people, you know, like, there's mom groups on Facebook, and I'm lucky to have a really supportive family that helped me learn how to be an adult, because I wasn't, you know, when we started being on our own, I had no idea how to adult.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Understandable. Wow. But, you know, you're strong. I mean, you know, give yourself credit. You know, lots of things could have happened. You could have made other decisions, but you made the decision
right.
to hang out with your son, and you'll be rewarded. Trust me. So good job, Mom. Good job.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think we're...
Sorry?
Oh, I was just saying, I think we're all stronger than we realize, and we don't know until we're, like, put in the moment, you
true
know?
True that. Yes.
Great.
Yes. So, having, you know, gone through... you know, raising a child on your own. I mean, he's still young, so you still have a ways to go. But we all have dreams and desires, regardless of our circumstances. Can you tell me what dreams do you have? What does Lydia want for herself, for her family, you know, her and her son? Can you explain to me, to us?
I just want him to grow up to be a good person and kind of, you know, just follow certain ways. And, like, I don't, like, force anything on him, you know, but, like, we have conversations about, you know, how no means no. Like, if I want you to stop touching me and stop trying to lick my face, no means no, you know. I just want him to, I want him to grow up to be a good man, and to not be one of the men that I've had to recover from. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
But he is such a sweet boy. He's great. He's on his way. You know, and that's what I want for him. I just want him to be happy. I don't want him to have to recover from his childhood.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, I just want to be the best parent that I can be. And I do have dreams. I can't follow through with them right now because of him. And I mean, it's not his fault. He didn't ask to be born, but and that's okay. Like, I can wait. I used to resent him because I couldn't, like, just a little bit. Obviously, he's like the best thing that ever happened in my life. But I used to resent him a little bit because I couldn't go do what I wanted and I didn't get a break, and I had all these aspirations that I couldn't end up doing because I have the responsibility as a mother to take care of him, which I don't resent him anymore. I got over it. It was when I was still recovering from the relationship, you know. But eventually I want to travel around and help people. Like, I really wanted, like, when the there was a hurricane in Texas, like, I really wanted to go down and help. And I just want to kind of do stuff like that.
Right.
When he's old enough to fly out of the nest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe he'll want to do it with me. Who knows?
Never know.
We just have to wait and see where the universe takes us.
Yes. Sorry. That's nice. Yes. If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. You know, I feel like everything that happens for a reason. The universe always has a plan. I think if I could go back and change one thing, it would be getting more of an education, which is still an attainable goal, you know, in the future. But I did not do very well in school, and I managed to graduate high school, but then I didn't think about what I wanted to do when I grew up. And I like my work. I would definitely like to do something different than manual labor. So I think that would be it. I think it would, like, further my education, you know, and have better goals, you know, and stop letting outside influence affect my school performances. So, yeah, that kind of stuff.
All right. So can you tell us what you struggle with right now? What is your biggest struggle right now?
Man, I am so blessed. I'm struggling with finances and because I bought a house without realizing exactly how much goes into that. So I'm struggling with finances more so, though. I have some mental issues that I have to struggle through whenever they come up, PTSD, and I actually just came out of a 4-day episode, so it was a little rough. So now I'm like trying to come back from that and do everything that I need to do, you know. That's really my struggle at this point.
Okay, but you are getting help with that.
Oh, yeah, it's totally manageable. It's just a thing that happens, you know, in my life. I'm used to it. It doesn't affect my ability to, function or parent or anything like that. It's just a struggle inside my own brain.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. That's great. Thanks for sharing that, too. Yeah. All right.
Now that you kid on top of that.
Huh?
Having a very rambunctious 4-year-old on top of that, yeah. That's kind of a struggle too.
Yeah.
She doesn't stop moving.
yes, for sure. Okay, so now that you've shared your struggle with us, can you share your biggest success?
My biggest success.
Yes. It's your story. You write it, baby.
I know it totally sounds like cliche or Hallmark or something, but I had a really long struggle of trying to love myself, you know, and trying to find who I was outside of being a parent. Mm-hmm. That's really what my whole life is about, is being a parent. So that's all I can really talk about on here. But I was struggling for a really long time to figure out who I was and learn to love myself the way I am and be able to take things as they come in life. I still super struggle with all that. But at least I've learned how to love myself, yes. You know, like doing the best with what I can. And I think that I'm doing a good job.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah.
I know it sounds totally like Hallmark and corny, but still.
It's called life.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's beautiful. It's really good. I really enjoy, you know, listening and having mothers share their story, because a lot of times we think we're alone. It's just us and in this big world, but we're not alone. You know, there are others who share our pain, and they may not know about it, but I read somewhere yesterday that there are 2 billion mothers in the world. 2 billion human beings who had a baby. So just imagine. Wow. Yeah. So we're not alone. Right. Yes. Yeah, so having said that, what one piece of advice would you give to another solo mom, you know, in regardless of the circumstances they're in right now, what's your top piece of advice for her?
Well, I mean, the first one, just in general, like absolutely to do with parenting, but also with life, is don't give up, because things, you know, life's going to throw all this stuff at you and your kid's going to go crazy and you're going to feel like you can't do it sometimes. Like, I don't even know how many times I've called my mom, like, Mom, I can't do this. So it feels like it's not going to get better sometimes, but it will. So you just can't give up, you know, and also just walk away. Sometimes we need a chance to gather ourselves, even if it's like 2 seconds, like in your bedroom, away from your kid, just gather your thoughts, just walk away. That's one of the biggest things that I had to learn.
Yes.
When he's all up in my business, like, mama, 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 and I just can't even handle it, and I feel like my brain's about to explode. Just walk away.
Yes, good advice.
That was a huge thing for me. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Okay, well, I really appreciate that, and now I'm going to move to the fun stuff.
Ooh, fun stuff.
Fun stuff. So, how do you maintain balance in your life? You know, you're working full time. You have a son that's young and is a full time, you know, it's full time care. How do you navigate trying to balance all of that and maintain your sense of self then?
Well, that one's actually more complicated than I thought it was gonna be. We don't have a whole lot of time, because, you know, I work a lot and then there's like all the housekeeping and whatnot, but mm-hmm. I try and make, I don't really get a break, so I try and make time for like one thing per day, like one fun thing that we do together, like go on a bike ride or do yoga. She likes yoga and it's so funny to watch. But like, there's the balance at this point is really between work, house, and kid, because I don't really get a break. But so that, I mean, that's the balance, but we always try and find something fun to do every day, like even if it's just like walking around the block or nice. Doing a bike ride or reading a book. And it kind of it helps center everybody. Like, we both had a bad day where, you know, like, we like go on a bike ride and talk and everything's better, have conversations, you know, about our days, and like they're completely nonsensical because he's four, you know. But yeah, so that's, I mean, that's really the balance in my life. There's not really I don't really get to do anything that I really want to do by myself. We do it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really have like a good answer for that one, because like my self is kind of off to the side at this point.
That was an excellent answer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to do it how you do it. And I mean, how it works for you. I'm sure when you go outside and you're all jibber jabbering, because yes, it's that's what it is. But to him, it's not jibber jabbering. You know, he's talking to his mommy, and
right.
you're relaxed, and you know, yeah. So you make it works how it works, right? So
right.
That was an excellent answer. Thank you. Do you have a favorite book? And if you do, tell us what it is.
Like me, myself, or me you, and the
even,
kid?
Even if it's your son's favorite book.
I can't. Well, we really like Clifford, and then there's another dog book that I can't remember the name of that he likes. And I've been reading about Buddhism.
Okay.
But that's just on my own. But he really likes dogs and he really likes horses, so we try and find things with that.
Okay. All right. And anything else you'd like to share?
I had a whole lot of things in my brain before I got on the phone. And now I can't remember a single one.
Okay.
We have a really good life. I want to share that. I see a lot of people struggling, like my friends and my online friends and my mom groups and stuff. And I feel like a lot of us get centered on the negative. And I really had to make an effort to look at the positive. But once I did, I realized that we have a really good life and we're really blessed in our life. And we have our struggles, you know, and we can't stand each other sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we do really have a good life, and the bad passes.
Yes.
So take from that what you will. Is yes. What I had to say.
Thank you. Yes. But you're right, you know. But thank you very much, Lydia. I appreciate you being candid and sharing your story. So, you know, someone else can hear it and, you know, hopefully it will help them. And this is the whole point of doing this, is that hopefully sharing our stories will will help someone else. So I really appreciate you coming and doing this for us. And
thank you. I was really excited to do this because I like hearing other people's stories, because it makes me feel like I'm not alone, even though I think sometimes I'm like the worst mom ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm messing it all up, and then I hear other people with the same feelings, and I'm like, oh, it's not just me.
No, it's not just you.
For you, the listeners of Solo Moms Talk, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Books like I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Remit Sethi and Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell are available at audibletrial.com/solomoms. That's audibletrial.com/solomom. Those who tell their story rule the world. Native American proverb. Tell your story on an upcoming episode of Solo Moms Talk. You're one decision away from changing your life. And if you think Lydia's story can help someone else, please share it with them. Leave a review and subscribe so you'll be notified when new episodes become available. Thank you.